Doing old school workouts and channeling the inner Rocky in all of us can look somewhat entertaining, but fitness has come very far. There's a new science that brings our fitness to new levels. Health contributor, business owner, personal trainer Jerry Blaze joins us now to talk about the fit future. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. So this technology we have now allows us to really analyze every aspect of our workouts and bodies. One of them signals the brain to go into the fight or flight mode. Whole body cryotherapy. It's offered at Ivy League in Salem. How can something like this help improve our performance in the gym?
Cryotherapy, it's been around for several years in the aspect of how you experienced it, or you when you went to the place and you talked to the owner, who sounds like a very great guy, very passionate, very knowledgeable. That place sounds great. Anyway, as far as performance goes with cryotherapy, that can be helped by other things prior to that. Performance will be directly related or connected to recovery. You have to recover from your workouts to get better performance. So cryotherapy covers several aspects. Greatly improves your healing process through the really, really deep levels of cold, which slows down things and lets your body heal. It's very, very, very beneficial as far as ailments like skin disorders and stuff like that. But as far as fat burning goes, that's something very interesting to me, because most of my clients, like, they want to lose fat, right? So what it does is the deep, deep, low levels of temperature force the body into heating up internally, and that is done by tapping into the brown fat. We have brown fat, also known as visceral fat, and we have white fat on our body. So it's very hard to really get into the brown fat. And when you're in a state of hypothermia, or a short-term hypothermia, that brown fat heats up and to heat the body to prevent it from being damaged. So
you're really icing your body for relief.
You're icing it for relief, but in a secondary to that, another benefit is the fat burning. Now, years ago, when I'm training my contest clients, this is going to sound evil, but I used to have them take cold showers every night.
That is evil.
Right, every night for 5 minutes, either a cold shower or an ice bath, in and out, and that would get them lean for the last bit of fat we couldn't get rid of. That would do it. So cryotherapy will do just that. It's absolutely a great, great thing, and that place that offers it is doing a great service to a lot of people.
Now, like during the pandemic, many of us were forced to work out at home, so it's really no surprise that home fitness equipment, that market is really booming. What are your thoughts on like the smart fitness machines? A lot of gyms are investing in this technology. Like, what makes a fitness machine smart? Because the cost of these things can be astronomical.
You know me, I'm always a positive guy, but I'm not positive about smart machines. The mirror, the one that's like the mirror with the things coming out the side.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's just an excuse to work out at home. I can tell you from experience for many, many, many years, people are not pushing themselves as hard as they should when they're at home.
Yes, I mean, because you can always find something else to do.
Yeah, especially if you have kids and you're at home and they're bothering you and they're interfering with your workout or something comes up. They look cool. I would rather.
But money-wise, you're better to invest in a gym membership.
Absolutely better. Having a scary, intimidating, scary man like me yelling at you in your face, making you push 5 more reps.
Okay, so we have the dumbbells, we have resistance bands, and we can all write down our workouts. I've done it. It's been done for years. It's been done for a long time. What about those fitness trackers? Do you think those are worth the money?
Those are absolutely worth the money, myself included. I've been using those things for years. I am a guy that likes data. I want to know.
Now, do you track your calories? Do you track your distance?
Do
you track everything?
I track everything. I'm ridiculously excessive compulsive, so I keep track of everything. I want to know how many calories I'm burning, because if I'm dieting, I have to know how over or under I am as far as my maintenance level calories and stuff. And they keep you accountable.
So this isn't a completely expensive piece of equipment. You can get these at a fairly decent rate, and it can really assist you in what you want to do to your goal.
It absolutely can. A Fitbit, a really good one. I mean, you can get the expensive one that's like $300, or you could get the one that's $150, or you could get an Apple Watch, which is like $500.
Yeah, but I see a lot of people with those.
They would definitely be a better investment than the smart fitness machines on your wall that you're just going to use as a mirror.
Okay. So now, is there anything that you would suggest people stay away from? Any gadgets that are just maybe they're out there, people have talked about them, they just don't really do what people think they will?
There are a lot of gadgets out there that, you know, that people use. There's not really any I'm going to say don't go near. I'm just saying that you know, there's a lot of ab machine, crunch machine type things you see out there, but it's all inevitably.
Oh, I've actually purchased some of those. The marketing's really good.
Inevitably going to depend on you putting in the work and pushing yourself. Some gadget is not going to make you do those extra 5, 10, or 20 reps.
I would
save money for the fitness watch and a gym membership and buy some training and get your butt kicked.
So now we're in the final weeks of 2021, and for all those people who have slightly avoided or skipped the gym altogether, whether it's for parties, they're busy, Christmas shopping, kids, whatever, what message would you send them?
I would say, again, like we've discussed before, you want to go to all those things and have a good time, but you have to use some self-control.
Moderation. Hydration.
I'm not saying don't throw away the cookies that you saw. Eat one instead of 10. You know, don't overdo it. It's that simple.
Should we cut the cheesecake out of the diet?
Personally, I avoid anything with sugar or pastries and all. But if you're going to have something sweet, just keep it in control.
Okay, so for all of those people with New Year's resolutions to drop a few pounds, it's important for people to be realistic. This is something I definitely want to touch on next week. But what are the first steps they should take as we approach the new year?
Well, first of all, going into the first of the year, New Year's resolutions, we call it, it's important to not make unattainable, unrealistic expectations. Like people would say, I'm going to drop 20 pounds. The guy this morning told me, I'm going to drop 20 pounds.
Yes, we hear it all the time.
And you're just going to set yourself up for failure. I heard Jake talking about this in his segment recently. You just have to do things in small increments, which lead to big things down the road. So don't try to do 6 months of things in 1 month.
Yeah.
Just go at it 1 or 2 weeks at a time and then track things with your fitness tracker.
Very good.
And write everything down. Write everything down. Keep track of your progress. Push yourself harder every single week, but don't go crazy because you're going to burn out in the first 3 weeks, which is very typical. The gym is at full force first of the year, and 3 weeks into the new year, it starts dropping off in the gyms already. So don't be that guy or girl. You want to keep pushing right into the summer and show off that bod that you worked hard for, and
yep.
Keep going.
Well, some great words of wisdom right there, Jerry. So thank you so much, and I hope you have yourself a wonderful holiday season, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too.